Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Imagine finding $50 in an old fridge. ComEd will recycle your old working fridge and send you $50. Schedule a free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
Yesterday, it all came down to one final clue.
You heard that weird, strange, idiotic clue I just gave you?
I heard it.
Of, not, at, in, art. I don't even think that makes sense about anything. Do you?
It's a good one.
Oh, it is?
Thank you.
Oh, look thank at you. That.
Look at that. Oh, I That's love that you this. Said this.
Okay. For $20,000, what is that mixed secret sound?
Whip at the Arts Club of Chicago Outdoor Garden opens a sling chair, sits down, opens a plastic wedge container with a tuna sandwich while listening to the Playhead of Dawn exhibition.
For $20,000, Big Karwowski?
That is correct.
Oh my God.
$20,000 for you.
Thank you. Oh my God, my kids are in here jumping around right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Best clue ever.
Thank you, Beth. Congratulations.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
$20,000. You've just won it. It's culminated in this, Beth. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Now, there's one more secret sound we need you to identify. Correct. That's the sound of Eric's head exploding. Yes. Here's the show with the dough.
We'll see you tomorrow. Really... That's it. We're done.
Oh. Yeah.
Go home.
Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip. Do it today.
Do it today is right. All right. That was nice. Getting that winner yesterday.
Whew. Exciting.
Yes, it was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Beth from Lamont, $20,000 in her pocket yesterday morning. 7:20. No waiting around, right?
Nope.
Right.
Good for her.
That was good. Good stuff. All right. Today, Friday morning, good stuff here. Partly sunny and a high of 50 today. Clouds tonight and 34. Mostly sunny and 52 tomorrow. Not too bad.
No.
And rain all day Sunday. That's all right. You're just going to sit inside and watch the Bears game. They're in Buffalo, so.
That's true.
Hang out. Lay on the couch, let it rain outside, and be gross.
Yeah, have it be a chill-out day.
Yeah, yeah. All the leaves will officially probably come off the trees, but you'll be well-rested because you fall back the
night
before.
It's so pretty out right now with the trees.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
We're really on the tail end of it, though. It was really gorgeous like 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday, I noticed the really gorgeous trees are missing about half their leaves.
Yeah.
So
some of them are losing it, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Once that rain hits from this weekend, that'll be that.
That's yeah. true.
All right, what are we currently?
39.
So since Mixed Secret Sound is done and it's Friday morning, we really don't have anything to do around here.
Oh. All
right, well, nice
gonna,
and easy.
We're going to coast?
Yeah, really don't have much going on around here. Not much to do. Did you do anything?
What, last night?
In general, yeah.
I went over to a girlfriend's. We had wine night.
Wine night.
Yeah.
White or red?
Red. Always red for me.
Always. Wow.
Yes.
Don't like white at all?
I do not. I can't
Even
drink
Even in summer?
It. Nope.
Really?
Nope. Never. Even in summer, I'll drink a cab.
A heavy cab in summer when it's 90 degrees. No kidding.
No problem was with
you
it either.
You are a weirdo.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Just the way I am.
Did you finish off a bottle?
Well, there was three of us, so yeah, we did.
Ah, I see. How did you do last night, Whip?
I just watched Thursday Night Football. That was pretty much my night. But I am going to the Monster Jam once again this weekend in Rosemont.
Is that this weekend?
Tomorrow night,
yeah. You are a monster truck guy.
That's a big night. Yeah, I never was until I went last time. And now some friends and I were hooked.
You still have the giant headphones?
Oh, of course. You need them.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll shatter your eardrums, man.
It is that loud, huh?
It really is loud. It is almost that point where you almost get a stomachache. It's so loud.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in the truck right next to that loud?
I'm guessing that they must wear something on their ears, too.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, it would be pretty tough. I imagine you get all that stuff that the rock bands get. I imagine you get that pretty quick if you're a monster truck driver.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
And what's the appeal?
It's just fun to see them running over smaller cars and flipping over.
Gotcha.
And being
do they
loud.
Do, like, ramp jumps? And
they do all that kind of stuff.
Do
yeah,
they
have. I think they have little I don't know if you call it a race, but it's kind of like they have the same course on both sides of the arena, and then two trucks will kind of go in their opposite directions, try to end up at the same spot, and it's a race.
Do they then one of them drives over the other one? Drives right over top of the other one at the end?
If all goes well.
Yeah.
Yeah, if all goes right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any potentially thrilling moments where one of them flips over and the announcer tries to make it seem like, oh, no, we can have big trouble here. And then he gets out and gives a fist pump and the place goes crazy.
They do have some of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost a little professional wrestling-esque in that way. And you can vote on your phone, I think, for which one
for
you like
favorite
better,
truck.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. Gravedigger comes out.
That's the classic,
wow,
right?
Gravedigger. Yeah.
Gravedigger.
Right.
And Gravedigger's been around forever.
I don't know if it's the same truck as the old
probably
days,
not.
But whatever. He gets
it's like
the name.
The son of Gravedigger.
Exactly.
Or something that like
that. That may actually be what they say, to tell you the truth. I can't remember.
You'll have to take a picture of you and your giant headphones with son of Gravedigger.
Oh, you know I will. It's becoming a tradition now.
Yeah, you know how I feel about it, don't you? I'm not a fan.
When I come in Monday, I'm going to be yelling just like that because I'll still have ringing in the ears.
I don't know if I could be around loud noises the whole evening.
Which would you rather do? Wine night with the girls or Gravedigger?
Wine night with the girls. No question.
Okay, well.
No question.
That's on you.
Hike up my skirt and come on over. No question. Wine night with the girls would be the way to go. It's kind of a double, I was wondering, because the first one has to do with a follow-up to the weather. That I was just sharing with you because, and Swanee's looking right now to see if we have it. But Emily had sent me a note saying, hey, Eric, now that we're into November, I realize that I didn't hear it. I haven't heard the retelling of Melissa's memory of the Halloween blizzard.
Oh, come on.
Just wondering if that's still around. Thanks, Emily. Remember that a couple of years ago, Melissa said, last year. Remember on Halloween? It was a blizzard. We couldn't even leave our home. So we went and we found like a retelling exactly 1 year, and it was like less than a tenth of an inch of snow. Just so a bunch of snow is just blowing around in the air, and that was really about it.
Melissa,
the way she was telling the story, we had snowshoes and school cancellations, and people had to have food delivered on snowmobiles.
That's right.
Come on.
And,
wasn't quite like that. But I can't remember now. Was it 2015 or 14?
I don't know. It was Arctic. But we're looking. Swanee's checking to see if we have that.
Okay.
So I'll go to the second I was wondering that I had this morning, which is this one from Barbara.
Okay.
Hey, Eric, I was wondering, have you ever noticed how Whip looks just like Ryan Eggold, the actor? You know who Ryan Eggold is?
I'm going to look him up.
He was on a Blacklist, and now he's the guy on New Amsterdam that you've seen 52,000 promos for.
Okay.
You know that New Amsterdam show on NBC?
Yeah. I could see that with this guy. I'm looking at him.
He's a handsome guy.
Go with that. Yeah, why not?
He's a handsome guy.
Sure.
I was watching New Amsterdam the other day, and the resemblance is uncanny. Says Barb. Was just wondering if anyone else has noticed this. Nope, just you, Barb. Or if I need to stop snacking on my coworker's special brownies. You might want to think about that, Barb.
Oh, let's
special
go with it.
Brownies.
The coworker.
Barb is very smart.
The coworker's bringing in some special brownies.
Well,
that sounds like a pretty good workplace.
Barb thinks I look like some kind of hot Hollywood star. Let her think it.
All right. Hey, Mel D. Where is our good friend Mel D over there in social media? We love her. She's waving.
That's me.
That's her. Hey, Mel D coming in here. Can we put a picture of Whip next to Ryan Eggold?
Yes.
And then just put like a mini poll up this morning. Does Whip look like Ryan Eggold from New Amsterdam? Yes or no?
For sure. There's this one with him with his shirt off.
Oh, yeah, it looks just like me.
A picture of Whip with a shirt off?
It looks just like me.
So we should do that.
All right. Can you find a picture of Whip with his shirt off?
Send that to me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, Melissa, of course, has got one on her phone. Right. It's her screensaver.
Oh, that's the one I was looking at. Yeah, he looks pretty much like his body is almost like a superhero costume, but it's real.
Yeah.
It looks like me.
All right, if you can find something like that, and hold that thought for just a minute, because coming up next, I believe Swanee is giving me the nod that we have located the Halloween blizzard from just a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow,
we'll track that down.
Crazy that
we got
day.
A lot going on. Hey, I was wondering, Ryan Eggold, Halloween blizzards, the whole world's gone nuts. All right, do we know, is it up yet? It was a double shot of Hey, I Was Wondering this morning. We're working on the second one, the Halloween blizzard reminder.
Right.
Swanee says it's loaded in the computer, but our computers, once you load it in, you have to go make a sandwich and then come back, and then the computer pops it up because it
takes a while.
The hamster's running on the wheels. Take a while.
Yeah.
So we're waiting on that to load here just for a second. But then the other Hey, I Was Wondering in the two shot, the two for Tuesday. Hey, I was wondering, Whip looks like Hollywood star Ryan Eggold from New Amsterdam. So Mel D was going to put pictures up side by side of Whip and Ryan Eggold. And we're going to do a mini poll. Does Whip look like a Hollywood superstar?
Right, exactly.
Is that up? I told her to choose very carefully the picture of Whip.
Yeah. The resemblance is so clear. It is perfect.
Which picture did she pick?
I can describe it to you if you want.
Oh, no, I was asking Melissa.
Oh, okay.
I want Melissa to describe Whip.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't have it up yet.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead, Whip.
Then I would like Whip to describe Whip.
Well, in one, Ryan Eggold is shirtless with his pants, you know, like low rider pants, you know.
Like I wear my pants.
Yeah, looking kind of like longingly at something across the room off camera.
Right.
And in the other one, I am wearing a red sweater, and I look like my eyes are about to bug out of my head, like I just got tased.
All right.
Where did she find that?
I don't even know.
Well, she walked out. I said to her, I go, find the worst picture you can. Like where his hair is sticking out and one eye's going one direction. You know, like one of those kind of Halloween pictures.
No idea.
And put that up next to a handsome Ryan Eggold. Let's see if people really think it.
All right,
that vote is available for you right now. Where do you find that, Whip?
I see it right there on our Facebook page.
Okay.
I'm sure it's on all our social media, and I would like everyone to know, it says right underneath, this poll ends in 23 hours.
Ah,
so you better hurry.
We might not even wait that long.
Right.
This poll ends in about 23 minutes. So get your vote in. Vote early, vote often, just like next Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh, Halloween.
Serious.
It's a distant memory, 48 hours old. But yet Emily, just a few minutes ago, asked for one of her favorite Halloween memories. Of Melissa, the crazy lady. We found it.
Fall is in the air, and snow is a classic clip of Melissa's Halloween memories.
I wanted to hang in there through Halloween this year, because last year it snowed. It snowed a lot.
Let's go to the tape. Halloween 2014.
Winter-like conditions brought some light snow to the Chicago area on this Halloween. This is the first official measurable snowfall of the season.
It snowed a lot.
A tenth of an inch fell at O'Hare.
Some say Eric believes Melissa exaggerates, but a tenth of an inch can cause havoc.
It was like January.
Get out the snowblower.
You just heard it, folks. I didn't say it. This isn't me being mean to Melissa. You just heard her very own words. Last Halloween was like January.
No exaggeration. To Melissa, it was snowtorious B.I.G.
We definitely had an inch of snow on the ground.
Make that
a tenth of an inch.
And when you get a tenth of an inch, you exaggerate for a mile.
It was like a blizzard.
Light snow.
It was. It was
a blizzard.
It was snowing and blowing. I needed snow boots. Yes!
I had to get a snowmobile to get Porter from house to house.
Somebody that remembers.
I have my snowshoes on.
In the west southwest suburbs last year.
I thought I was going to have to go to an igloo next in order to get candy.
I don't know. It snowed like crazy.
It was a Halloween snowtastrophe. Melissa doesn't need to state her case.
It snowed a lot.
Really? How much?
Like an inch.
Because when it's a snow nummy, even the disbelievers believe.
Just find me the picture and I'll shut up.
Why don't you take some of those calls?
I'm gonna right now.
Good.
Eric's been put in his place about Melissa's memory of the Halloween snowcano of 2014.
It was a blizzard.
He should never again question Melissa's steel trap memory. Because in her mind, a blizzard is
a tenth of an inch.
I mean, they shovel for hours.
Good.
Yeah, there it was, right there.
That's how I remember it.
Like January.
Ready?
Yep.
Prince Charles, Chuck, his personal valet each morning, irons his shoelaces, and then squeezes 1 inch of toothpaste onto his toothbrush for him. How do you, I'm with Whip on this. How does it ever even occur to you to look down at your shoes and go, gonna need those flat?
Maybe there was an incident. Maybe it was just one time, and he's like, oh, no. No.
Who knew?
Yeah.
The top three things you would like your personal valet to do. This is a good choice. You'd like your personal valet to do what, Tracy?
I would love for my personal valet, if I had a choice, I would love for my shower water to be the perfect temperature when I'm ready to jump in the morning.
Ah, perfect temperature for the shower water. Warm the shower water. He likes his bath tepid.
That's right.
You like your shower a specific way. Eric, you would like your personal valet to do what?
Apply lotion to the middle of my back where I can't reach.
Ah, yes.
Nice.
Jeeves, come in and bring the Eucerin.
Yeah, that's an eye roll from Jeeves. He's going to do it, but he's going to huff and puff on the way there.
As soon as I get done with your shoelaces. Hey, Allison, at number three, you'd like your personal valet to do what?
Clean poop off of my daughter's pajamas when she has a blowout.
Ah, what? Clean the poop off the daughter's PJs when there's a blowout.
I thought you said the dog's pajamas.
Jeeves! Oh, God. At number two, you'd like your personal valet to do what, Mike?
Brush my teeth for me. Why not?
Brush your teeth for you.
I wonder why the prince doesn't have that.
Just open your mouth and have him go scrub away.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then finally, in at number one, if you had a personal valet, Kaylee, what would they be doing?
Warm my toilet seat every morning.
Ah, that's nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeeves, come sit for a moment.
Yes. Yes, I am.
At your service.
God. Yeah. Nothing worse than a cold toilet seat, huh, Kaylee?
Nothing worse.
Nothing worse at all. Five crucial things most successful people do in the first hour of their day. Get in that pre-work exercise. Eat a healthy breakfast. Clear your inbox. Determine your goals for the day. Set yourself a priority list. Not going to happen. But these things are. All right, what have you already accomplished today? Hey, Eric, I haven't done those, but I have done this. Yes, Dorothy, already today.
Good morning. I snuck in my daughter's bedroom, got out her bucket of candy, and I already had Reese's peanut butter cups for breakfast.
You've already stolen your daughter's Halloween candy.
That can be a big pleasure right there.
Already accomplished what today, Karen?
I cut my own hair.
Cut your own hair today.
Wow, that's impressive.
Cut your own hair today.
Pretty cool.
For you. Way to go. Already accomplished what today, Brian?
I had sex with my lover and brushed my teeth.
All right. More information than I needed. Thanks
Way
for that.
More.
Thanks for that.
Tons more.
Way to go. Congratulations. Good for you. Carrie, already accomplished what today?
I waited in line at the Starbucks drive-thru so I could get my reusable holiday cup.
That's right. The Starbucks holiday cups are out.
Oh, those
more
are
on
out
that.
Now?
They are.
I got more on that coming up for you. I know everybody's on the edge of their seat.
Yeah.
And finally, I think we have a winner here. Anne, you haven't done the things you're supposed to do, but what have you done?
Well, first thing this morning, I packed my train treat. I work downtown and take the train home, and I packed a Tallboy Lang Kugel Summer Shandy.
There we go. You've already packed your booze for this afternoon.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's weight on wine.
Yeah, that's how you accomplish a good day. First thing you do when you get up, pack your booze for your ride home.
Yeah. Right.
Friday afternoon on the train, I hear that's some quality drinking time.
Absolutely.
Mm.
I bet you.
Yeah.
Do you like have drinks with the same people on the train on your way home?
Of course. I have my train buddies.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've heard train buddies. You ever miss your stop?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because you're about four shandies in. Sure. Next thing you go, I don't live in Geneva. How did I get here?
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning Podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Imagine finding $50 in an old fridge. ComEd will recycle your old working fridge and send you $50. Schedule a free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. Anybody listening who witnessed the most uncomfortable wedding moment? There was the story I was reading about this wedding photographer, his very first wedding photographer job. He's been training, goes there, the bride refuses to kiss the groom in the pictures, won't do it.
Okay.
Things got awkward, it got uncomfortable. You witnessed what awkward, uncomfortable wedding moment, Nicole?
So my mother-in-law was doing the son and mother dance. She started falling and threw her glasses at my grandmother, who got thrown off and flipped her the bird because of it.
Aha!
Wow.
Aha! Mother-in-law threw her glasses at grandma. Grandma flipped off mother-in-law.
Yep.
Ah, sweet people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are sweet people. Uh-huh. 312-591-6800. Seems to be a mother-in-law thing, Carla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My mother-in-law at our dinner, while everyone was paying attention,
right,
gave a speech, and at the end she says, "Nothing's going to come between me and my son, and that means you, Carla."
Oh!
What?
Oh. That got a tad hillbilly.
Yeah. Throw under the table.
Right. Little Oedipal complex.
Wow.
There. Yeah.
Not proper.
Yeah, that's...
Yikes!
That's creepy, and was that wedding in the South? This one might have been. The uncomfortable wedding moment you witnessed, Tammy.
So I was at a wedding, and during the reception, a fist fight broke out on the dance floor between the bridal and the groom's party.
Oh, okay.
No.
You see this make news every once in a while.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite songs, Fist Fight on the Dance Floor. Who sings that one?
That's a hot one. I think that's Edwin McCain.
Edwin McCain. Edwin McCain?
Where did that come from?
When he kind of went in a metal direction, it was weird. It was the beginning of the end for him.
I think you went in a mental direction there. Oh, it's Edwin McCain, fist fight on the dance floor. Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You witnessed it on the dance floor or at the wedding, I should say?
Witnessed it at the ceremony. So I was a bridesmaid a couple of months back, and the bridesmaid behind me started breathing pretty deeply, kind of heard her panting. So I thought maybe she was going to start crying like many bridesmaids do during the ceremony, and suddenly she passes out. So she just grabs onto me. You know, they're about to do the I do's. So I help her walk over to a chair. I sprinted through the church. Everyone was staring. It was awful. I was trying to figure out how to get help without screaming, and it was a mess.
Right.
Oh, no.
You might as well have screamed. The sprinting caught everyone's attention.
Right.
Yeah. Always a bridesmaid taking all the glory.
Yeah, yeah.
And then finally, it's not the bridesmaid. It's the maid of honor, Emily.
Yeah, the maid of honor gets off to do her speech. You know, she, like, starts crying, and... to make it even more awkward, the maid of honor, her brother is the one that the bride married. Mm-hmm. So she goes on and on about how she hated them getting together, and then here's why, because she was madly in love with her the whole time.
Ah, the maid of honor confessed her love for the bride.
What?
Yeah, sweet. And they were childhood friends, like forever, like elementary school friends.
Always been in love with you.
Okay. Awkward.
I don't want you to marry my brother. I want you to marry me.
What do you do then?
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, you just keep moving ahead and go, all right, cool.
Thanks for the speech.
Appreciate it. All right, let's go today. Keep this thing rolling right along. That is awkward. And yeah, so a bunch of girls are out having drinks. One of the girls says, I miss Joe. Joe's the one that got away.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend said, wait a minute. Didn't you break up with Joe like 3 weeks ago? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, dumped him. Sent him on his way.
He's
the one that got away. The girlfriend's like, well, then that's not possible because he didn't need to go away. You made him go away.
Yeah.
You opened the door and pushed him.
How can he be the one that got away? Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I think the one that got away is the one that you let go, because if he or she leaves you, that's out of your control. You don't have any control over that. But if you let them go away, then you're like, oh, that's the one I let go. That's the one that got away from me.
So you think in its purest definition, the one that got away is the one that you let go?
Yes.
I totally see where you're coming from.
All right, I can see your angle. But then, well, how do you confront the argument then? Okay, well, you probably could have just kept them.
Well, I mean, that's your stupid decision if you let them go. You have to live with that.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's too late.
Yeah, and like anything else in life, anything that's out of your control, you just got to, like, you can't beat yourself up over it. So,
do you have one in your life, Michelle, that you would consider the one that got away?
Well, kind of, but he left me, so I can't
squeeze
you
from that. Oh,
man.
That's your own argument.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
I appreciate the call. 312-591-6800. 10 things couples should invest in to improve their relationship. Not a 401k. You know how Whip feels about that every day at 8:30. He tells us how our 401k is doing.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you today.
Right. No, these are things that as a couple you should spend money on because it's going to make your relationship better.
Okay.
You threw out date night.
Yeah.
That made the top 10, but in at number 10. So, while important, according to experts, there are 9 things more important. Should spend money on what, Margie?
Is it lingerie?
I'm sorry?
Lingerie?
Laundry, no.
Lingerie or laundry?
Both of them are wrong.
Okay.
Did you say lingerie? It says laundry.
I thought it was lingerie. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was laundry.
Yeah. Both of them won't help you.
Okay.
Yeah. Spend money on what, Emily?
Couple spa day?
Couple spa day. Good guess.
That's
but
nice.
Not the guess. Mm. No. They say you should invest in this. It will immediately improve your relationship. Katie.
I'm going to say house cleaning.
Exactly right.
All right.
Spend money on a housekeeper. Relationship immediately better.
Oh, yeah.
Number one. See, Melissa's making that look of, I would like it, but I'm too cheap to spend it. Am I right?
I'm a little cheap.
Uh-huh. Whip. Way too cheap to spend it. Won't do it.
There have been times I have done it, but I also like to clean myself sometimes.
There you go. Yeah. Nice suit on, Katie. How's your morning going?
So far, so good. How are you guys?
Oh, thanks for asking.
You're good. Thanks.
I love you guys.
That was very sweet of you.
Right.
We should get lunch sometime.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Oh, she was going to say, like, that's where I stopped this.
Did you hear Katie trying to think of an excuse on how she's busy?
I'm busy every lunchtime.
How am I busy? What do we have for Katie?
$100 gift certificate. She could take us here. To the Three Dots and a Dash. Let us entertain your restaurant. Chicago's premier tropical tiki bar and craft cocktails destination hidden below the bustling streets of River North.
They say the 10 things couples should invest in to improve their relationship. House cleaning is the number one choice by those that are relationship counselors in marriages and relationships. Aaron's number two. Most couples spend the majority of their time together on the weekend, but in many cases, an avalanche of errands can turn what should be quality time together into a stressful experience. Find somebody, hire a home management service to run a few of your errands for you.
What? Who's got... Okay. Hire a home management service?
That's what they're called. You know, you find a company that'll, run your errands, pick up your dry cleaning, do this, do that, whatever, so that you don't do it on the weekend, so the two of you can go to lunch and experience each other and try to fix your relationship. See, you don't... This is why you're not in a relationship.
What?
Right here.
What? Who's going to do that?
Exactly the attitude that's getting you into trouble.
Come on.
Maybe you should...
They're not saying every Saturday do it, but once in a while... Maybe once in a 6 months, go, hey, we're keeping Saturday wide open. And your boyfriend says to you, we got a million things to do. And you say, no, we don't. I've hired somebody. They're going to run these errands. You and I are going to spend the day together. Mm. That's what they're talking about.
Well, I also don't trust people to do it right.
Well, maybe you could.
I don't ever want to be in a relationship. Number three, babysitter or pet sitter. Hire one.
Yes.
So that you're not always consumed by your kids or your dog.
That's true. Got to do it.
Number four on the things couples should invest in, therapy.
Oh.
Spend the money. Go do it.
How do you feel about that?
That's absolutely a good thing.
Yeah?
For sure.
Okay. Is that something you'd ever do?
All these things are good things. I'd do all these things.
Okay.
Get somebody to go pick up my dry cleaning? Sure. That'd be great. Number five, individual hobbies.
Oh, yeah.
Spend money on them.
Sure.
Number six, vacation.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of couples don't want to spend the money to go on vacation together. And the next thing you know, they decide, listen, we're going to spend the money. We're going to go to Cancun. We're going to enjoy the sunshine together.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Trip coming up here.
Number seven. You have a trip coming up?
I said, we do.
Yes, we do. Next week, Chip's Dip in a Mexico trip revealed to you.
That's right.
Number 7, financial planning. You should invest in that. Improve your relationship. Number 8, surprises for each other.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, you don't want anybody to pick up your dry cleaning, but you want them to spend a bunch of money surprising you with something.
I like surprising people with things,
too. What if they surprised you with somebody to run all your errands? And finally,
I don't like
at number
that.
9, fitness. Fitness followed by date night. Mm. The 10 things you should be investing in, or your relationship is going to die a slow death, like we are right now. Your worst vacation ever. You wish you got tinnitus at Graceland. You would sleep at Graceland with fire alarms going off every night if you could make a trade. What happened? 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Oh, man. Natalie.
Yes.
Your worst vacation ever.
So I went to Key West and I got cholera.
Cholera. How'd you get those? Or get that, I mean.
Some at the gift shop.
It is those. It is little bacteria.
Yeah, yeah.
Third world disease that kills many people all over the world at third world countries. And I ate clams in Key West on my first night there.
You got some bad clams in the Keys.
Bad clams in the Keys, yes. It was terrible.
That's a Jimmy Buffett song, isn't it? Bad clams in the Keys.
Bad clams in the Keys.
I feel like it is, yeah. Right after Cheeseburger in Paradise. You go down the street for bad clams in the Keys. Yeah.
You're right.
You're okay now?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally fine.
Yeah. You ever going to go back to the Keys?
I hope so. Yeah. I won't eat the clams.
Yeah, avoid the clams.
I don't blame you.
You'll get the cholera. Bad clams in the Keys. Hey, Rory.
Yeah, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, dealt with bed bugs, cockroaches, and lice.
Well, it is Tennessee. Those are known as pets.
Very, very well then.
Yeah, well, what were you doing in Gatlinburg?
Just a vacation weekend getaway with the family, and one thing led to another.
That is awful.
Without saying any names, because we don't want any brand names, but was it a big-name hotel? Was it like a mom-and-pop place?
It was like a cabin resort sort of thing. My wife booked it, so I don't know the name. So I couldn't even give it to you if I wanted to.
All right, probably better.
Right, yeah, no kidding.
Don't worry, I'm not going to Gatlinburg. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Worst vacation ever.
I went to Punta Cana with my best friend, and I only drink Bacardi. It's just what I drink. They had no Bacardi on the entire trip.
Oh, man.
I even went on a whale-watching trip to Bacardi Island, where they still had no Bacardi.
No Bacardi.
Come on.
Your island is named Bacardi. Sorry, can't help you. All right. Can't help you. No Bacardi. That will ruin a trip. I'm never going back.
Right.
No Bacardi. Lost your mind. The things you'll do for money. Have we no shame anymore? No, we don't. We have none.
Mm-mm.
Zero shame. I have the finalists for today's text topic of the day. I was reading a story where people confessed the different things that they had done for money. They're not proud of it. Like the woman who was working in New York and needed money for college and was working in a nightclub and agreed to lick the bottom of people's boots for $20.
For $20.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What's your cost structure on licking the bottom of a boot?
$5,000.
Really? Wow.
What about you?
$100.
Come on.
Yeah.
$100.
$100.
All right. Are you going to lick the bottom of my shoe?
$100.
You really would?
I would.
Okay. I'm going to remember that.
See,
when I go to the bank and I get out my $100.
Swanee, it will never happen. Melissa would never do it. Because she knows I'd do it. And she'd have to pay me.
Well, you did eat a piece of pizza off the United States.
See, look, yeah, she's backpedaling already.
Matt.
All right, the things you'll do for money. I got the finalists here. Who's picking today's winner?
It's Webb's turn.
All right. Okay, I'll do it.
All right, Webb, ready?
For $100.
Melissa, pick your favorite. I'll pick mine. Whip, you pick today's champion, all right? Number 1, things I do for money or things I've done for money. Get my 80-year-old neighbor out of the bathtub. Now, see, I wouldn't do that for $100.
Okay.
I know, but maybe I wouldn't do that. Yeah. I'd lick the bottom of her boot. I don't want to help her get out of the bathtub.
Oh, God.
Or him.
What?
That'd be even worse.
I know.
Anyone.
Either one of those would be tough.
My friends bet me that I couldn't go a week eating anything but blizzards from Dairy Queen. They had a pool going. I ended up winning $400.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, that's right.
My college roommate was always struggling for money. I was always lazy, so I'd pay her a dollar if I needed something for my bedroom and didn't want to get up and go get it myself. Freshman in college ate a nugget of human poop for $100. Had to finish it with a piece of bread and say, mmm, good.
Oh, God. No.
Would you rather help an 80-year-old out of the bathtub or eat a nugget of human poop?
I'll take the whole nursing home of 80-year-olds out of the bathtub before I do that.
Me too.
Ate 8 mega chocolate chip cookies and 16 chocolate milks with lunch in high school for $20.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
No. I think I did that for free.
In college, I chugged an entire bottle of maple syrup in less than a minute for a gift card. Couldn't do that.
Oh, gross.
Once peed on a guy for $1,200.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. You're going to get your butt whooped.
All right. No, he asked her to.
Yeah, the guy probably was like,
yeah, it was a request. He's a weirdo. He's into the freak show stuff.
Oh, no. Ew, that's even worse.
Yeah. With a summer lab project, I had to make rats exercise after doses of calcium. I don't know what that is. Okay. On Fat Tuesday, my college friends bet me I couldn't eat an entire Boston cream pie, foot-long meatball sub, entire package of Oreos, and pint of Ben & Jerry's.
Oh, my God.
I did it for $200 and ended up in the ER.
Oh, my gosh.
As a teen, I helped an elderly woman in the neighborhood with tasks around the house. I had to take the dental floss out of her cat's butts.
That is so... Oh, God. That is a... let me just say, I used to have a dog.
Yeah, you don't need to say anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
And finally, for money, the things you've done for money. While making minimum wage, I had to clean and sanitize the balls in the ball pit at Burger King after a kid did the number two in there. Oh, God.
Just buy some new balls.
Oh, man. Melissa.
I'm still going with the eat poop.
I'm going to go with get the 80-year-old out of the tub.
I agree. I just don't want to think about the poop.
80-year-old out of the tub it is. The Mix. Post Malone. Like Halloween all over again for me. I hear that song. I'm like, oh, I feel like I have stuff all over my face still.
I think I'll never get that visual of you looking like the way you looked.
Thanks.
It was scary. It's almost like some kind of, if you had gone a different path in life, here's what you could have ended up.
Right, like Post Malone?
Well,
maybe not all bad.
Too real looking.
Good.
Post Malone has designed a shoe for Crocs, and it's already sold out. Gone.
I saw a picture of them.
Gone.
Thanks,
is it an actual Croc, but it's a Post Malone designed Croc?
It's a Croc.
Okay.
Total Croc shoe.
Yeah. You can get it for $59.99, but reportedly it's already sold out. I don't know that I would want it.
Man, are they ugly?
Well, of course they are. That's a good lead in, too. That's a story right there.
It's
got a story.
Story Friday.
Right, you get on Story Friday. Wow. Story Friday. A big pile of stories we've had this week we haven't had a chance to get to until this very moment. You hear, remember earlier, I was talking that my life was changed last night.
Yeah.
As I reached into the candy jar basket or bucket or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
And I pulled out caramel M&Ms. Never done that before. Tried them last night. And I'm never going to be the same. Mm. M&Ms and Hershey's are among the most mentioned lyrics in music. So, if songs mention candy, more likely than not, it's M&M's or Hershey's.
Oh, okay.
No Kit Kats. No Kit Kats. M&M's.
Can't think of any offhand, actually.
Yep. Can you whip?
Well, I know the artist M&M.
Yeah, I thought of that, too.
But not songs.
No. Couples may finally be allowed to get married outdoors in England.
That's a bit illegal?
There's a law against it in England that is on the verge of being repealed and taken away.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah, you can get married outdoors in England very, very soon. Remember earlier we were talking that Prince Charles, Chuck, has his own personal valet who irons his shoelaces for him every morning.
Right.
That is a whole big bunch of messed up is what that is.
Yeah. It's fancy is what it is.
Yeah. I can wet outdoors. Lawmakers are thinking outside the box soon may allow people to tie the knot outside in England and Wales for the first time in nearly two centuries. The law has been in place since 1836.
And it doesn't say why they so weren't
don't
allowed
do it. Well, they're, you know, obviously very religious in England, and they believe that a union
church.
Like that should be done inside a church.
Okay.
And
not anymore.
Their forefathers said that's how it's going to be. Let's get on to Florida, because that's where all the whack jobs are. Florida man and wife smuggle quarter pounders and chicken wings into jail. Why smuggle in keys or drugs when you can smuggle in chicken wings and quarter pounders?
Yeah.
Gary West Alford charged with 7 counts of unlawful compensation and introducing contraband into a county detention facility for sneaking in the quarter pounders and chicken wings. Uh-huh. Of the two, which would you go for first?
Quarter pounder.
Me too, Whip.
I agree.
Clean sweep on that one. Let's stay in Florida. Florida man gets naked and throws his underpants at police for the second time in a week.
No.
Not once, but twice.
It's a habit.
An 18-year-old Port St. Lucie man is accused of taking off his clothing and throwing it at a police officer in front of the Somerset College Preparatory Academy in Port St. Lucie. He should know better. Police say this is the second time in less than a week that Carson Holbrook has taken his pants off and thrown him at the police.
Oh, my God.
Can't imagine what
somebody
these guys go
get
through.
The boy help. Drunk man offers to pay for cop's meal in the drive-thru and gets a DUI. Try and do something nice, then
right.
realize I shouldn't be doing this at all.
No.
Right, absolutely.
What do you mean, oh no?
Well, I do, you know.
He's got no business doing this.
That's true. That's true, but oh well.
In Canada, a Lower Sackville man. How would you like to be from Lower Sackville?
That's going
to
drive you to drink right there.
Right. Hey, Tom, where are you from? Lower Sackville. Where?
The names are
Lower Sackville. What? Couldn't hear you. Lower Sackville.
Oh, God.
He's facing several charges after offering to buy a police officer's meal Wednesday morning. The officer was at the drive-thru, and the vehicle in front of him offered to pay, and that's when they realized, man, he can't even speak. He's so drunk. Got arrested. Now, I saw this video yesterday. I know this is going to disturb you because you're very germophobic, Melissa, as are you, Will.
Okay.
And I think the average everyday person will be disturbed if you saw the video. You know what I'm talking about. The man who ate the soup directly from the supermarket bar ladle, horrifying the internet. There's a video of him, you know, the supermarket bar.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
All the soup's in there.
Yeah.
He pulls the ladle out and drinks the soup out of the ladle, then puts it back.
Yeah.
And he looks like, you know, like he's dressed in workout clothes, like a normal looking guy.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. There are things that just can't be unseen for many. This includes the viral video of the unidentified man eating soup directly from the ladle at the supermarket. Now, here's why I bring this up. When I saw the story yesterday, they said it was in Chicago.
Really?
Okay.
Have you seen this video?
I haven't even seen it.
The video was originally posted to Reddit last month, and it's making its way around again in the 13-second segment. An older gentleman dressed in athleisure. Is that how they say it?
Athleisure, yeah.
Yeah,
he's got his, like, Lululemon on. Huh. Is seen standing over a soup bar, clearly interested in one particular offering. The man removes a ladle from the soup pot, brings it directly to his mouth multiple times before returning it to the same container and moving on.
Wow. Did
any of you folks see this? Where did this happen?
Helping himself.
Just what town? All I want is a town.
Oh, you just want the town?
Well,
you
I don't want to disparage the supermarket or ruin anybody's business.
Okay. You know,
this has got to keep. But is it a true Chicago story like they said?
I don't know.
I'd be interested to find that out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so gross. You got to see the video.
Yeah, I'm looking
I don't
for
get
it.
Grossed out by much, but this one threw me a little bit. I will concede.
Yeah, well, it's like, who does that?
Well, that guy does. And finally,
here's a story.
That's Story Friday.
A lovely lady.
You like the Brady Bunch?
Did
you grow up watching it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think even kids now, you know, if you want to go watch it, they'll find it someplace.
Remember the story about the Brady Bunch house that Lance Bass wanted to buy and HGTV bought it out from underneath him, and
that's
now
right.
he's working with them?
Yeah.
Brady Bunch reunites at the iconic house ahead of the HGTV renovation series. They got all six of the Brady kids there.
Oh, yeah, because both parents have passed away, right? Oh,
big picture. All six of them are there.
That's
really?
Nice.
You
that's
got them all.
Cool.
Barry Williams, who played Greg, Maureen McCormick, Marcia, Christopher Knight, who played Peter, Eve Plum, who played Jan, Mike Lookinland, who played Bobby, and Susan Olsen, who played Cindy. We're there for the walkthrough at the iconic North Hollywood home, and you know HGTV paid them a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Well, good for them.
And I don't blame them at all.
Me either.
Yeah. You think you'll watch that?
I am.
You
watch
that?
HGTV all the time.
But this particular series?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Which, an HGTV show
no,
or
no,
the Brady Bunch?
Brady Bunch.
I like Marcia.
Ah, Marcia.
Hi. This is Maureen McCormick,
Hi.
And you're listening to Eric on the Mix.
Hi.
Oh, Eric.
Cut it out. Yeah. You know who she was doing on the show.
Good morning. This is Barry Williams, and you're listening to Eric on the Mix.
Thanks.
And so am I.
All right. Yeah. There it is right there. There's your story, Greg. Marcia and Greg.
It's
that was weird.
Story Friday.
Wow.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.